Adam and Brian are going to be dressed as superheroes, collecting money at Drake's and Murray Bridge for the charity Heart Kids. I cannot wait to see what they look like. And it's the only national non-for-profit organisation that's solely focused on supporting and advocating for all people impacted by childhood heart disease, one of the largest causes of infant death in Australia. Stuart Martin has relied heavily on the organisation during his son Josh's complications over the years. He joins us now to share his story. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. So tell us about Josh and his condition.
Josh is 13 now, but was born with what's called pulmonary atresia with a ventricular septal defect, which is a lot of medical mumbo-jumbo for a hole in the heart and no connection between the right ventricle and the pulmonary artery. So we found out he had this complication during his mum Karen's pregnancy, and they sort of put us on a very steep learning curve from there. And when he was born, we had some work to do.
Yeah, what sort of work? Some surgeries, things like that?
Surgery. He was 6 to 7 weeks early, so he was put into the neonatal intensive care unit or pediatric intensive care unit in the Women's and Children's Hospital, and they wanted to get him sort of strong enough to be taken to Melbourne for his first surgery, which was done at 4 weeks, which he was still 2 weeks before his due date, so he's only quite small. And the RFDS had to fly him down to Melbourne for his first surgery, and we followed suit, and it's sort of been a bit of a roller coaster ride from there.
Yeah. So is Melbourne the only place that can do these specific surgeries?
Melbourne is the primary location for these sorts of surgeries. They do a little bit of this sort of surgery in Sydney, but the bulk of the open heart surgery, which is what Josh has had to endure, is done in Melbourne.
Yeah, right. And you've had lots of trips back and forth, and I imagine Heart Kids has played a role in supporting you through that.
Heart Kids were very much a part of that, particularly in the early days when we were looking for information and education and things like that, because they have people here and in Melbourne. They offer a bit of support and just even things like sitting around the table in the ward pre and post surgery with other parents just to talk and have a normal sort of a conversation, but also be able to have those conversations about what you and your children are going through, because really the only people who can understand the level of trauma, I guess, is another parent who's putting their kid through the same process, and you know, your family and your friends can be helpful and sympathetic and everything else, and we've been very fortunate in that respect, but that extra level of understanding that comes from similar experience is something that Heart Kids put us in touch with other people, and they've got people on staff who've had kids go through the same process, and so that level of support's been really important. And even things like a meal voucher, just to be able to wander down to the cafe in the hospital and buy yourself some lunch without having to worry about it, that was something that Heart Kids did back then, Every little bit of support helps when you're out of your home environment. Mm. Unfortunately, that's something they have to do. But these people in the surgeons in Melbourne are doing this sort of stuff every day, and you want someone who's practiced and experienced when it comes to this sort of surgery.
How is Josh going these days?
He's pretty good. Obviously, he still has some limitations in terms of his tank, his cardiovascular fitness and tank. It's something that he needs to work on now that he's in a stable sort of situation. But because he's starting from a very low base and his capacity is not what his other kids his age would probably have. But in terms of developmentally and his schoolwork and things like that, he's right up there and he's enjoying life at the moment.
Oh, that's great. I did, when I called you the other day to set this interview up, he sounded, because he was kind of chiming in when I was talking to you on your car phone, and he sounded like a really enthusiastic and curious and engaged boy. So that's really nice to hear.
Yeah, he's an intelligent young man and, you know, unfortunately wise beyond his years in many respects and has had to deal with an awful lot. But he processes it and talks about it and that's been a tough job for him to do, but he's done it really well.
Is this going to be an ongoing thing for him? I know that you've had a lot of trips. You've had six open heart surgeries for Josh with his hole in his heart, and you were in Melbourne in the hospital for 3 months on his 11th birthday a couple of years ago. Is this going to be an ongoing life journey for him?
I think it will be. The number of surgeries going forward will depend an awful lot on how he grows and what they come up with in the interim. A lot of this stuff is, in medical terms, is very recent in terms of its becoming part of a surgical process that they can perform. So a lot of the things that they're doing are being sort of developed now, and the sky's the limit as to what they can come up with, because there are some pretty clever people doing this.
Yeah.
And so he will probably have to have more surgery again as he reaches sort of adulthood, so late teens or up to 20, somewhere like that. But that's very much a movable feast, depending on how he grows and what his cardiologist sees on the regular scans that he has. So, but the technology that is being employed in this area and the surgical processes and all the development could mean any number of paths are taken with his surgery going forward, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm. And as well as having a lot of support from Heart Kids, I understand Karen, his mum, being an art and design teacher, came up with a character for the organisation.
She came up with Patch the Heart Line as a therapy for her. Just she's a sketcher and an artist, so she was doodling on pads at the bedside in the hospital and came up with this Patch the Heartline character to give the kids something to identify with when they were going through these things, and teamed up with another heart mum whose son was also named Josh, and he's a little bit older than our Josh, but that she'd written a story, and they joined forces, and we self-published a book about Patch the Heartline, which gives kids something to read and identify with to make them feel a little less on their own. And Patch the Heartline ended up becoming a full-size mascot in the style of Humphrey Bear, I think. And he's done a few City to Bay walks with various people along for the ride, and part of the Heart Kid journey as well, and the kids just love him, not just Heart Kids, but all kids, but Heart Kids in particular have had him out at a few events over the years, and he's pretty popular.
Oh, that's awesome to hear. Well, I hope that the future brings you good things to you and
thank you.
Josh. Thank you so much for your time today, Stuart Martin.
My pleasure. Hope it all goes well, and I want to see some pictures of your... your fundraising heroes when they're out and about.
I think that we'll be definitely doing that on social media. Thanks again.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.